something, double X.
Got it.
Supposed to be good, I don't know. Okay, so I want to discuss Ulot Klalim. Shlosh Advar, Matir, Zav, Mishim, Chimas, and Dei Luhain. I think we've all seen the sugya. Ulot says that there are three cases where we have this Klalim. Sorry. Three cases where we have this principle, the Tiri Sof, Mishim, Chilat, and Chazal will match something that otherwise should have been utter, not because there's any direct need for it, but because otherwise you won't do something else, you won't have done something else, which there is a need for, which is in Chatiyantif. That's why they will matter. And the fourth case, Rechav Avraham of Yehuda adds the fourth case. I want to discuss two or three important fundamental questions about this file, maybe a third one, time permitting. First, I want to discuss the basic Shaila. In Lamedus, I guess, there are two ways we can understand the connection between these three things. Either there were three separate takanas, which Chazal all had the same reason. There were three cases which Chazal decided to make individual takanas because of a need that they felt was important to be matched itself in Mishum Tchilasan. And they all have the same reason. But there were three separate takanas, and we can't make our own. Whichever one Chazal told us that, whichever one Ula, the Mishnah, told us that, those are the ones we have, and nothing else. Or we can understand that there's a general yisod called a Tirus Dov Mishum Tchilasim, it's a Svara, it's a Tekan Chazal, whatever it is, it's a rule that we have. These happen to be three examples, and otherwise we can down most of most. Any case in which we, the post, can feel, in which we, or the Rishonim at least, feel that this is a case where the Tzarech and the likelihood of being Mimna and the relatively minor thing we're being Matzer, any case that we feel meets these conditions, we can be Matzer on our own. And kind of the related question, just in terms of Pshat of the Gemara, are there really only three cases, or are there more? And that's what we're going to show now, that there are actually about a half dozen to a dozen other cases which the post can discuss. Some of them are Mefurish or quasi-Mefurish in Gemara, Mishnayos, Braisos. Some of them the Rishonim just made up, which obviously impacts on the first question. We're going to show that the Rishonim did make up cases that are completely independent of the Gemara's cases. And so the Rishonim and Akronim are very often going to ask, why didn't Ula count this case, why didn't Ula count that case? But Lamaisa, that kind of question, if you find a Mishnah or a Braisa that says, why didn't Ula count this, that makes sense if you actually have a Mishnah or a Braisa. Rishonim made up some of their own cases. I mean, you can't ask them that, why didn't Ula count it, if it's just a general klal of anything in the world you can imagine, and Rishonim just figured out individual cases, it's not much of a question, why didn't Ula count it? But I want to discuss both these questions now. So There are, as we said, there are at least two or three other cases in Gemaras and Braisos, Shnayos, that the Rishonim bring, that really also fit into Ulot Klal, the Tirus Dov Mishum Tchilasan, and several more that the Poskim made up. So the first one is from a couple of blad ago, on Daf Tes, the Gemara of Stulim. So there are different Sadim, and I didn't learn the Sugi with you, so I'm not that familiar with them. Achavrusa mentioned that it's not even clear, it's very unclear from the Poskim how we Paskin exactly. But at least at one stage in the Gemara in Daf Tes brings a Braisa, Rav Shimon Lazar says, "Modin b'shalom b'tilah shemalichin es asul mishalach l'shalach l'naklik o'el l'hachter." B'shalom yom ein machzirin b'tilah af machzirin, and the poskim generally assume that af machzirin is because of the tirusah from Mishum Tchilasim. So the Rishonim ask, assuming that's the reason, this should have been another example that Ula should have brought. Befrat, the way Rabbeinu Paras asks it is, according to Rechava, who counts me to the Plukta, then even if this is Machlok B'Shan Batil, and I guess even if it's Machlok is Bryson Mishnah, whatever it is, but even if it's Machlok is Rechava, who counts Plukta, should have counted it. Other Rishonim, the Meiri, just asks Sam, why didn't he count it? He doesn't get into Plukta or not Plukta. The Rav Yah in the Sefer Rav Yah wants to know if we could bring a Raya from the fact that Ul didn't count it, that we don't pass him like that, maybe, he says. But fuck the Yaiser, and these three Rishonim all ask this Kasha. Why didn't Ula count Takzara Sula? They all give exactly the same teretz. They all say that Ula only counts things which are in Mishnayos, not things which are in Braisos. The Rav Yos says you can't bring a raya from Ula because Iula Chashav Elahani Shlosha Shnuyim B'Mishnah. Ben Peret, B'Shem the Riva, says, I mean, I assume Riva is Riva, not a Toetz and Tzvot for Rav Yos, but I think you often quote to Riva. He says, La Chashav El Masnisin Ve'i Braisi Meiri Braisa Lokamairi. So they all say this is a bona fide example of Yerushalayim Mishum Tchilasam, and it's not counted because Ula is only interested in Mishnayos. Another case is a Gemara in Ma'id Katan. The Gemara brings a braisa. The Bavli actually does not use the word tirusaf mishum tilasim. He uses a slightly different language, although the Yerushalmi does use the word tirusaf mishum tilasim. It talks about a wall that is dangerously leaning. Kotzal agoa. Rishus Rabbim, Soser Bona, Kedaka, Pnathakana. So you can tear it down on Kalamayid and then build it because it's dangerous to leave it standing. So the Bavli and the Yerushalmi both ask, Lister below Livni, taking it down is to avoid Sakana. What's the hatchet to rebuild it on Yantip? So the Bible just says, Imke Mimni Velo Sosa. It sounds like it's basically the same reason, even if it doesn't use the word Sofim Shem Tchiloso. And Yerushalmi is actually Mefurish. Yerushalmi says, at the same Kasha, and it answers, Hatiru Sofim Shem Tchiloso. Shem Amar Ah, Slo, Shalo Yivna, Afu Eina Sosa, Nim Tzibol Yin Sakana. So it's the same as the Bible, but it says the Farish, the words of Sofim Shem Tchiloso. So here again, the Rishonim and Achronim ask, why didn't Ula count this case? We found another case. So the Rav Yah, different place this time, but the Rav Yah again asked this kasha, why didn't the Bavli count, this is the halacha, why didn't Ula in our Gemara count this as another example of self-mishum tchilato? So the Rav Yah, and brought by the Gaon Maimonides, where the Rambam brings this in, so they say that lo kachashiv hasam elahanach tashayachi b'yantah. And this is the halacha b'chalosh al noy. So another technical chiluk. Why didn't say the same teretz as before that he only counts that he doesn't count braises? I'm not sure. But here he said a different teretz that it's also a very fine example of mishum tchilato. But it's kalamai. It's not as it's not much of a chiddush, or it's not as or damul of whatever reason was only counting yontif. But that's the Rav Yah says here. That's why Ula didn't count as din. Later, we'll discuss another reason. For why possibly the Ula didn't count. That's another reason proposed by the Achron.
Well, anytime that you want to ask why Ula didn't count it, you have to be assuming there was another Ahavmina.
Yeah. So that's going to be the next another major mahalach I want to talk about too. And why all these Rishonim didn't say this is a good question. I don't know, but we're going to see, I think, right now that many Rishonim and Achronim did say this to answer other kashrus of why Ula didn't count other things. Why the Rav Yah in these two places and these Rishonim didn't say it is a good question, which I don't have a real answer for. So the third example of Adin of Batir Yisrof Mishim Tchilasso, this one is a Mishnah, although the Mishnah and the Gemara do not use the word Batir Yisrof Mishim Tchilasso. They use the word Nimsa Machshil Nachid Lavo, the Gregory is saying this, and the Gilean Hashas on our Gemara. Other Achronim bring it, is a Mishnah, two Mishnahs actually, one in Rosh Hashanah and one in, actually I want to go first to Yuma. Three things actually, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Erevin. In Yuma, the Gemara talks about Halach L'Dvar Mitzvah. So the way we pass it in Shulchan Aruch is it depends. A person who's Halach has to cross the river, like do something like that. It depends whether he's doing it for a Dvar Mitzvah or a Dvar Rishut. Halach is, if it was Dvar Mitzvah, Mutra Lavra V'mayim Afa Chazar, you can come back too, because Tishlote Machshila Lachid Lavo. If it's Halach Mishra Peirasev, if it's a Rishut, they gave you a Hatcher Lavra V'mayim, they considered it enough of a Tzarech to be Matcher Lavra V'mayim, Bahalicha V'lo B'chazara. Whatever the Hezbollah is, either they didn't have to give you a Hatzah B'chazara because you're going to do it for your money anyway, or it wasn't enough of a mitzvah, but we're interested in the first half, Halach L'Dvar Mitzvah. So again, here this time, the Lashon is not Self-Mishim Kalasa, the Lashon is, if not, Nimtz Makshila Lashid Lava. So the Taz, on that din, in Archaim Shin Aleph, the Taz is a Kasha, he blabs Tarachim, the Taz says, this thing, if a Dvar Mitzvah we say Makshila Lashid Lava, Kasha, Ula should have counted it. Lama lo chashmina nula by the gimel dvarim should do yourself mishum tchilato per count of bet talking. He doesn't even have a tarot. He didn't think of this tarot about not a chiddush. As we're going to see soon, the Taz himself brings this idea somewhere else that ula only counts the things which are chiddushim. Here the Taz doesn't know. We just tarachin. He can't think of any possible tarot to this question. The other two mishnayos, the ones about bo lahatil, one is in Rosh Hashanah, one is in Erevin. Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, first it talks about Eidus HaChadosh, so it says that for Rishonah, Lo HaYizaz Misham Kalayam, Hitzkin Rav Gamliel, Azakin Shim Ha'alkan Alpayim Amal Chol Ruach. So hey, first we find Rav Gamliel made a Takana, L'Gavei Tchumin, apparently he didn't let them go all the way home, but he let them L'Chol HaPachos walk Alpayim Amal, and not be stuck in the four Amas that a normal Yotzei Chutz L'Tchum is, and that was a Takana. But Lo HaYilu B'Vad, the Mishnah goes on, Af Chachama Habal Li'Aleid, a midwife who comes to help someone give birth, and Malahatam and Adleika, someone who's saving from a fire, Menagayas, Menanar, Menamapolis, all these types of first responders. Harelu Kanche Hayer, Vyeshon Alpayim Amma L'chol Ruach. So they also have takana apparently that they gave them Alpayim Amma. And the reason for this apparently is also, the mission doesn't give a reason at all, but the understanding of the poskim is this is also the same bechina of Sofim Mishum Chilasa and Nimsat Mashil Lassid Lavo, that we have to make things easier for them because otherwise they won't be quite so quick to do this next time. So here, Tosis asks the same kasha now, Tosis of an art. Adla Chashula Perakama Debeg and Idvaram Shishu Sofim Mishum Chilasa. So here, Tosis says what you said. All the other ones, the Marataka said, we didn't even know what he was telling us. It's a chid, it's pashut, and we don't have to come with Kedushim. There's no other way to learn the Mishnah. So why should we say anything? It's Mamish Kaptor Farah. The same exact thing we have in Erevin. Erevin, the Mishnah said, Mishi Yafti Bereshus, someone went to do something that was Mutter, Hatala, or something else. Amrulo, Kvarnasa, Maisa, the problem was already taken care of. Yeshul Paimam L'chol Ruach, again, the same takana. The Mishnah goes on and says, Kala Yotzim L'Hatzil Chazim L'Makaman. There's a sefer of the Mishnah that says another din, that if they were Yotzim L'Hatzil, it can even go back all the way, apparently more than Paimam, it's a complicated sugya, and I did not have the time, not able to go through the whole sugya. But Pachas Yotzim, both halves of the Mishnah, are saying dinim, which are not Mi'ikra Din, at least the Reisha is not Mi'ikra Din, at least it's understood by Tosus. That again, it's something that Chazal suspended the normal halachas to make life easier for people doing mitzvahs, people doing important things. So again, Tosus asks the exact same question. Hadla chashla perakama debeg. Rabbi Hanan says, "You yourself from Chilasan." Zayin achedus chalan tzrichik demirin hasam. The same thing that you were saying. The same thing that Tosus says in Rosh Hashanah. That why should we look at anything? The Mar looks for chedushim and ula, and here there would not be a chedush. Rabbi Kivagir and the Gilyan Hashas. Both in our Gemara and I think in Rosh Hashanah, in both places, Rick Vager is mitzayin these various Gemaras as well as the Gemara in Moed Katan, and especially in Rosh Hashanah, where he's mitzayin the Gemara in Moed Katan on Tosis, he seems to be suggesting that's another answer to the kasha of the Rishonim asked, or the Rabbian, I guess Maimonides, they're asking in Moed Katan, they're asking if there's another example of Tirus Dov Mishum Tchilasin, why didn't Ula count it? And they say Chilukim, Brises, or Chalamai, the Rabbian says over there. Rick Vager seems to be around me, that according to exactly what you said, according to what Tosis is saying, that there's a much more basic, much more gishmakatar, that Ula doesn't say anything which isn't a chiddush, and we have no reason to assume that there is any chiddush over there. The Rashba and Arsugya asked the same question as Tosis asked in Rosh Hashanah and Erevin. The Rashba asked, why didn't Ula count? He doesn't ask from the Marmari Katan, he doesn't ask from some of the other things, but he asks from these two, which are often Mishnayot, so the Marat Machil Nasid Lavo, he asks again on Ula, why didn't Ula count these examples? He asks from Erevin, Pekmir Shotiyu, Kalayot and Lahat, Chazim Makaman, he asks from Chachama, and he says they're also the time he takes for granted, the Marat, again, does not use this Lashon, but he takes for granted that the time is Hatiru Sofim Mishum Chilasan, Hatam Shita. Why should Ula be expected to list those things if there is no chedush, and Limar expect Ula to have chedush? Shita Mekubeta brings this kasha from the Rashba, also brings the Rashba, does not bring the Rashba's teretz, I believe. But be that as it may, he brings his own teretz. He says that he brings B'Shem Mari Nero, he brings his own teretz, that over there, that's not, again, a technical teretz. That's not a classic example of Sofim Mishum Tchilasa, because they weren't matir everything legamri as much as Mechila. They were only matir 2,000 amas. So they weren't matir to go all the way back. So that's different. So that's not an example. That's not something Ula wanted to count of a Tiru Sofim Mishum Tchilasa. The day for the Mishnah where Taka says, Yotzim L'Hatzel, Chazim L'Makaman, that he says, you have to see the sugya over there. That he says is a different din. That's the kosakana. That's a special halacha, and that gets involved in the complicated sugya over there. The nishmat adam in Klal Tzadi Aleph brings the Rashba. Apparently, he saw it in the Shita Mekubetes. He doesn't understand. Like you were saying before, he doesn't even understand what's bothering the Rashba. He says, lo zechisi lahavin kush yizu. He can't even understand why the Rashba even had to ask this question. He says, because the Gemara asked, "Ma'akim Ashkelon Tnina," and the Gemara answered, "There's a chiddush that Not only that, the way the Chayazim expressed it is that Ula B'chlal wasn't telling you a Chiddush L'Ateri. He was telling you a Chiddush L'Yisura. The Gemara brings that the other time, and we would have thought in all three or four cases over there were time that would have been Matir more, Ein B'nim B'kelim, or the other things the Gemara says, those would have been Matir more. And Ula was coming actually to limit the Heter of Mishnah. Ula B'chlal wasn't telling you a Chiddush L'Kula. So the Nishmat Adam says, like Kasher Mizi, Ula Stam wasn't interested in telling you where the Chlal applies. He was telling you to limit during Halacha by saying that's the only time that applies. The B'chlal wasn't coming to tell you cases where the Chlal does apply. So, which is pretty much, I think, what the Rashba is saying. I'm not sure why he thinks this is so different from the Rashba. Either he didn't see the Rashba's teretz, or there is some difference in the Hadgash of how he's saying it. But he also, it's like Tosis, like the Rashba, the Shmat Adam, they all say this is Pashut, that there's no Hatchalat Kushi on Ula. There's no reason to expect Ula to count Kushning. So up till now, three or four examples we've talked about, the Mishnayot and Erevin, Yuma and Rosh Hashanah, the Brayt and Ma'id Katan. All these examples have been cases, the Brayt of Tulam from earlier in the parak. All these are cases where the Mishnah or the Brayt and or the Gemara itself says a din and even gives a reason, which the Rishonim understood to mean if he was from Mishum Tchilasim. We're going to go now to some cases where the Rishonim pretty much invented, Rishonim and Acharonim invented their own applications of a Tiru Self Mishum Shalasim without any remez whatsoever from a Mishnah or Braisa, and just nemdon for granted that the Klal still applies. So the most famous one is actually coming up on the next daf, on Daf Yud Beis. A number of Rishonim, the Rosh, the Arzarua, the Mardechai, bring a halacha, the discussing Hotzah, that the Rishonim are Mayrech. I hope I didn't miss anything crucially important, but the Rishonim are Mayrach about the basic rules of Hatzah and Yontif. We talk Shur Shul Tzarech, Shlol Tzarech, Tzarech Hayam, Shlol Tzarech Hayam, any Tzarech, Hatzah, like other Malachas, better than other Malachas. So in the midst of all that pulpulum about what exactly, when exactly is Hatzah and Mutter on Yontif, so a number of Rishonim talk about the case of someone who brings a Sefer, a Machzer, to Shul, and wants to return it to his home afterwards. So if people at home need it, he himself needs it, people at home need it later in the day, of course it's Mutter. But if nobody needs it, and he just wants to bring it home because he's worried that it will get stolen, so that is a major dispute in the Rishonim. So one of the svaras the Rishonim brings to Matir to yourself and Mishum Kilasa. The Rosh brings Rishem Rabbeinu Tam. The Chen Laholach Svar Mimang Beis Knesset, Va'af Lahachziro, is okay because it's yourself and Mishum Kilasa. The Rosh has just said the same, doesn't discuss Ula, whether Ula should have counted this, shouldn't have counted this, no problem, it's Mutter because it's yourself and Mishum Kilasa. The Arzarua also passes like this, also says if there's a heter of a tira sofa mishum tchilasam, he says it can be motzi kol dvar mitzvah, afilu eina mitzvah tayom, ulahachzira nami sharina sofa mishum tchilaso. We can return it to the same svar as the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh, because sofa mishum tchilaso. He does ask for ula, even though I assumed before that something is not a mishnah or a braisa, just our own application. Not sure what he thinks ula should have done. Ula should have thought of every example he could possibly think of that's not a Mishnah or a Braita. Certainly he doesn't hold to the Tarets of the Rabbiyah that it's only things that are Mishnah. But even unless Arzurah meant he read this somehow into the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Hashami Arm Ematin, Lois Akatin, Lois Alul, Lois Asefer, Taral, Lashus Rab, Matil Matirin. Maybe the Arzurah thought that Nichlam, Matil Matirin, somehow it's Mashma, Chazar also. I'm not sure why that would be. We really have to see the figure better when we learn it. But I'm not sure exactly what Arzurah is asking. But Arzurua says, Afogav Damarula, Shloshet Ram, Tiru Self, Mishum Tchilaso. So it seems from the Hemshech of Arzurua that we'll see other Rishonim will mash in this way too. They may have assumed that Ula is, like I declared originally, Ula meant Gimel Dafka, and nothing else. Not the Gemara is asking why Ula didn't count other things, but Saif Kol Saif, Lamaisa, Ula said three, and three is a Havmi, that three is Mashma, three and nothing else. No other case. Maybe the Gemara's cash. There would have been other cases that the Gemara doesn't know what the Kiddush was. Maybe Ula should have used a different lashon. But Tzayf Kol Tzayf, the fact that he said three and didn't just say that each case is mutter separately on Tiru Sabbath Shlosh and whatever the diuk is, there's the Hamrinati Medayik, the Dafka three, and nothing else. So the Arzurah says no. He says again. He says it boils down to the same thing. Again, he says the same tarot. So the night it's not a diuk because even though Ula said three, he was only saying the ones that are chedushim. But we'll see. Some person do make the ziyuk and say that we have no right that we can't be marva other things. But Arzurah Lamaita does not follow from the ziyuk and says that Hani Gimel is trichalei because of the chedushim. But this case on our own, we could say mitzvah is the same thing. and therefore he can return the Svarim and the Masdarim because of the Tirus Sofa Mishum Chilasim. The Mardukhai also goes with the same tariff, like all these German Rishonim, goes with the same Mahalach that we can take the Masdarim home from Shul. He says,
it has to be that there's a real chashash geneva, no? I mean,
yeah, so that's some of our current speak out. So we've mentioned Marshall's doing some other speak out. It's only if you're if there is a real chashash of yira. Again, I'm not going to get into haramas and other things, but there has to be right. Bring that in a second from the early achronim. So the Marukha says, even if you don't need them, he says the tiru self mishum kilatan. And he asked the same kasha. Ula didn't count. Why didn't Ula count these? So he says the tariff, like we were saying before, Mishum Tulam Snayim Masnisim Behedya. Maybe similar to the Svar of the Rav Yah, that Ula only counts Mishnayas, or because the Lashon is ambiguous. But he also says this, that it's not Ula's job to count everything you can imagine. It's only Ula's job to count things. Again, he could have said there's no chiddush, but instead he's madgish like this. He said that Ula only counts things which are mishnayos, which I guess is similar to the Rav Yonah Magos Maimonides, that Ula only counts mishnayos. He doesn't count other halakhas which are equally important if they don't happen to find themselves in a mishnah. The Mardukhai, though, then brings another daya. After he brings this fact, same as Arthur and the Rosh made a time that it's mutter, he brings, like Mardukhai, sometimes you don't know who's saying what, or if it's machlokas, but he brings Hagah, Lashon Mari, Haramzal, Lahakhtis, Ronal, Abayas, Osir, Biyantif, Menorot, Salam. Can't do it. If you don't need them, you can't take it back. So the early Akharan in the Daki Moshe, the Amshul Shlomo, asks, is it really a machlokas? Is it a stira? So the Daki Moshe says what you said, that Epsher, that the Mardukhai, b'shem his Mari Haram, it's all with his Nochashash Ganev. So it's Mara Machad, the Mara Machad of a low plea. The Marshal said, and the Amshul Shlomo says, a different chiluk. So says, he brings that too. He says that first he brings that he says that the heter is yourself mishum kilasam. There's no chashash geneva. You want them at home in your bookcase. There's no heter. Then he brings another chiluk, another way to understand the difference between the p'sak lahachmer and the p'sak lahakel. He says even where there is a chashash geneva, if you didn't actually take the sefer to shul on yontif, you already found it in shul, it was already there before yontif, and now you just want to take it back, and now you're worried about geneva, that you can't do, because l'shayach l'neimer it's yourself and mishum tchilasa. So I'm not 100% sure what he means. All the achronim bring this, Mishabura brings it, so it's possible if you look more carefully in the achronim, you'll see exactly what he means. But I think there are at least two ways to understand it. Either you could say that, similar to the first tarot, that al karkel, you yourself don't really care about geneva because you left it there before yontif. It was there before you sat there all yontif. All of a sudden, now you worry about geneva. Mechatesi. So you were happy until now. So we don't. So now you can't come and say geneva. Or you could say a little differently that samazai. There's no assumption philosophy because what would you have done differently? A guy who takes a day for the shul. So it's shaykh to say that if he knows the halachit, he can't take it back. It's okay, I'm not taking it to shul. But this guy, the sefer is already in shul. Elamai, what are you choshesh? That before yontif, he's going to say, wait a second, my sefer is in shul. I'm going to take it home and not leave it there for yontif. I'm going to drive by shul now and pick it up because I'm afraid of it on yontif. That much we're not choshesh for. We're not choshesh. The guy's going to make such a cheshbon that the kumva say choshesh shev al tassi. We're choshesh. All the other examples of somebody won't do something because he's afraid of trouble later. But to say that he'll doctor go out of his way to take it home. That we don't do, and the male is going to stay in the status quo. Maybe that's what the Marshal means.
Like the Gemara. By the animal is shepherd and Erev Yontif, there's no min of the Lord Shafid, so there's no.
Right.
So, same idea, no? I mean, if it already happened.
It already happened,
it's right.
There's nothing that can be done differently. Right. Right. I'm thinking, even over here, there would possibly be a tzad that maybe we should be
pick it up.
I'm just adding that. It could be a pashas, yeah. Right. It could be a tzolim mean, basically. He doesn't explain. He just says, L'shayach l'meimer to yourself v'shem tchilatam, and it could be for either of these reasons. Another example of a case where the poskim invented a yourself v'shem tchilatam is a famous taz in Yerdeh. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings it briefly in Archaim and Hilchot Mukta. The taz is in Yerdeh, Reish Tam Akvav and Hilchot Mila. The discussion is a mohel who picked up a knife to do a meal on Shabbos, what's he allowed to do with it afterwards? So there's an arichas in the achronim. I didn't go through the sugya. There's all kinds of yadua, all kinds of different sheets in the achronim. Look still hachi Shabbos and all these other things. Biyadu behetzer, biyadu beister, kuya. So without getting into all those tulpulim, when you get to us, is the taz. The taz doesn't like the other heterim of the achronim, that it's not mukhtabatim, that you're allowed to hold it until you put it down. The only justification the taz has for not just dropping the knife, putting it down immediately after you're finished, is a tirus dafim mishum tchilasim. Tashas nira taima, taima of the rishonim that the Beis Yosef brought, that say that you're allowed to put the knife away carefully and not just let it go immediately, is because the iya b'tarach lahashlacha is melachakach via avud vadinim nevlamal. Nobody would do meal if he knows he's going to risk, have a significant risk of losing or damaging his expensive meal in that. And he says, "V'zeh adip tfei mehanach dvar gimel dvaram shamar ula." Ula again, ula is not limited. Lo chash ula ki pashtu. Again, the same idea that we found many of the Rishonim and Achronim saying, that you can't be medayik ula, not other cases, because ula is only telling you cases which are chedushim. So all those three have a chedush. So the sakin shal mila, that's the tzad of shita. He goes, "Mafal for more," he comes out like that. The only heter, that which the Rishonim said, that the mohel can hold on to the knife and put it down, is only al tatir yourself from Mishum Tchilasan. And he can't bring it to another room. He can put it to the closest secure place. Presumably, I guess, assuming he can find a secure place in that room, it's not a public, insecure place, but he has to put it, he has no hatter to carry it further. There's no kibun shotra hutra, it's only a hatter of self and mishum tilato. Like we saw in the sugya, you can only do what is absolutely necessary, not more. So there's difficult to understand comments of the Gaon over there. The Gaon is the falcon on the whole sugya about whether it is mukta, it's not mukta, what the hatter is. He brings the Taz, he doesn't like the Taz, he says, that which the Taz says, the hatter itself, and mishum tilato, Eino Indian Lakan, Tlaomrel Basimchat Yantas. He says, Sam start applying this to things like Mukta and Mrs. Mila, he says, there's no Tachatur, it's only Simchat Yantas. Yeah. So I saw this Gaon, to be honest, I was aided in preparation of this Chabura by going through the Encyclopedia Talmud. This is an excellent entry on the general topic of Tirus Dafim Mishum Tilasa, and they asked this Kasha on the Gaon in a footnote. So, possibly the Gaon means something entirely differently. I didn't spend a lot of time reading the Gaon carefully in context to see exactly what else he could mean, but it possibly means something completely different. But that to them are that question too. What does the Gaon mean exactly? This idea of the Taz is also supported by other Achronim, the Kalei Talyad and the Rambam. The Frankel has it in the back, and the Chemed who brings him. They like this idea of the Taz, as we've seen, it's really Rishonim, it's really it's Pashup Shana Masugya, it's Rishonim and Achronim, you know, who all say this. Anytime it's not a Chiddush, we can't expect Ula to say it. And they talk and want to use that also to answer the Kalei Talyad, wants to use this to answer the Kasha on the din of Kalei Talago and Moed Katan. We saw that the Rav Yoh and the Gros Maimonides brings it after the Kasha and says, Halamoid is different. He says Pashut. He says the Ayin Taz. I don't know why he needs to bring the Toshlis and the Pashut Shana Gemara. The Ayin Taz, and according to the Iker is like the Taz. He says that it's not a little job to list cases that don't have any particular chedushim, and that's why Kalei Talagoa is not included in the Ula's list. Again, why the Rav Yod and I got Mammoth didn't think of this, I don't know, but that's what they say. So these are basically the cases that I saw where the post can discuss if you yourself Mishum Tzolot the Sama Mishnayos and Brises. The last couple are not. And on the whole, it seems that the consensus pretty much is that many persons go very much with this idea that it's not Ula's job to list things that are not Kedushim, and therefore, I'm no deal from Ula's number of Dafka 3 to mind anything else as long as there's no particular Kiddush. And the Poskim, therefore, were, it seems, at least some of them were willing, and certainly that Din of Hakzara Svarim is a Halacha Psuka, that the Achronim all bring it. Certainly, it seems the Achronim were willing to Madan Milsa Milsa. Again, if you want to be Madan Milsa Milsa, you have to decide, A, that the Tzarech is enough, putting aside that Gaon about only Yantif, but Simchat Yantif, you have to decide, A, that the Tzarech is enough, and that's a strong enough Simchat Yantif or strong enough Tzarech, B, that the Mimni, that the likelihood of somebody not doing it, or the possible Hefzid, or the likelihood of people being Manea, is also high, and C, which is the last major topic I want to discuss, what kinds of Yisurim were the Peskin, are we Matir because of the Yisurim from Mishum Tchilas, and you have to decide that the Yisur is not too Chamer an Yisur, and that's the second major topic I want to talk about, spend a few minutes on.
Is it clear that if the Halacha by Hotzah, by the Sfarim, if
that's an excellent point, yes, and I don't know the answer, and that's the tie-in to what I want to discuss now. A number of Rishonim and Achronim raised the question, or most of them don't even think it's a question, but addressed the point, expressed an opinion on whether Hithiru Tzav Mishum Tzilasim applies to a Malacha D'araita. Most of the examples in the sugya are Pashtus Drabanan. The case of the Kalim is talking about a case of the Ein Binyan B'Kalim, and the cases of Arlet Nadarson is the Shticha itself, or which were not Matir, or putting Arlet Nadarson. Pashtus, most of these cases are Drabanan. We'll discuss a few of them soon. So the problem that he was raising is that one of the examples we've seen previously in other sugyas, the one example with Rishonim will all take for granted you can return the master to shul, that sounds like Hatzah. Now, again, it's not so clear if they were talking about through a Carmelist or if they were going with either, again, the sheet of the German Rishonim often was Einlan Rishus Rabban Daraisa. So, and I don't, you know, again, it's possible that more even, you know, would have turned up something more explicit about this. I don't recall seeing explicitly anyone address the question of whether the Hatzah that they're talking about is Hatzah Daraisa or Hatzah Drabban. But that's what I want to discuss now. A number of Rishonim and Achronim who do discuss in other cases in the Sugya the basic question of whether it's shayach at all to say the svar of a tirus of mishum kilatan even to matir and itzad darayt. So the first one I know to discuss this is a third Rav Yah, and Rav Yah in yet a third place. Rav Yah doesn't understand why is it mutter, he says, to do hefshit, take off the R of an animal that you shachted on, it's a regular animal. We're not even talking about the ibud, just the hefshit itself. Clear that it's mutter, he says. I mean, it gets to matir, confusion. Tomorrow it's maybe to matir, but whatever it is, it's mutter. He doesn't understand why. Rav Yehuda does not understand. Anishoa lama mafshitin beyond. He says, I need it for achel nefesh. There's no way to get to the butter without it. There is a way. He says, after the shakal barzik, these are parakal kisvei. The Gemara over there says there's a way to mafshit without doing a melacha d'oraisa. Rashi says you cut it, machinery into small pieces or something. So it is possible. It's not absolutely necessary to eat the meat. So hold the efshir lechol below hefshit lama tiru hefshit. Why is it mutter to do a melacha d'oraisa of hefshit?
Okay.
I don't know. If you look at the Gemara in Kol Kitzvei, I think it's clear from the Gemara there that until the Gemara is Mechadish, the Efshir Barziv, the Gemara I think is assuming that it's Malacha Daraisa. I didn't spend enough time in the Gemara to know exactly which Malacha it is. But he doesn't understand why it's Mutter. The first he tries, Tirusav Mishum Tchilasan. He says, maybe it's a Tirusav Mishum Tchilasan. Can't be, he says. So he gives two arguments. First he says, Ula Shlosha Dvarim Kamar V'Larba. So that's, again, a little hard to understand because Rabbi himself in two other places addressed questions of why Ula didn't count other cases. In one place he says Ula only counts Mishnayot and not Braitas. So it certainly doesn't count things which are not neither Mishnayot nor Braitas. Maybe Hefshit he felt. Is a Mishnah somewhere?
Okay. Why don't we say that you shouldn't cook on Yontif because you can cook with the sun?
You can do every malacha with the shinui. You can do every malacha. You can find some kunst. You mean, and do a malacha kalacha yad, and you know, and
they go. It's ochnafes. The fact that you come
another way makes it. I honestly don't know enough about hilchos yontif and to answer that question. I'm more interested. I'm just focusing on the teretz that he does give, whether it's a kasha or not. The teretz that he does give, he tries to tear himself from shum tchilasan, and says no. Ulos said only three. So all of a sudden, he decided ulos is only three. Nothing else. There's other turks in Mishnayas and Brises and the territory of all the Peskin about would have to be a Chiddush. Maybe he felt since to be the right, it would be a Chiddush. I don't know. It doesn't explain. All of a sudden here he decides, and even though in Begabi taking the Machzarim, all the Rishonim in his school all said that the Arzaruah and the Marachai were all saying that it's not a problem that Ula said three because other ones also. All of a sudden here he decided that Ula meant Dafka three and nothing else. The second thing, so I don't know what to do with that exactly. But the second thing he says is, Ocean Shlosh Dvarim Ein Melacha D'oraisa Kamo Hefshit. So I guess Kolshkin, maybe the first thing is Tira for the second thing, that maybe it's not a Chiddush, but if it would be Melacha D'oraisa, it certainly would be a Chiddush, that will master even Melacha D'oraisa. As we see, most Peskin don't hold like that. Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe both things are together, that he meant to say that if it would be D'oraisa, it certainly should be a Chiddush. I call upon him, he does say the Klal, Ocean Shlosh Dvarim Ein Melacha D'oraisa, and he cannot use rule of Klal to extend to Melacha D'oraisa. Teda, he says, because Tresin is B'sheyesh Hekeb, B'sheyesh Tzir, lo Hizir. Brings the Gemara, the Rishonim Acharim are all Masber, the Chalukim between Tzir Menatzad and Tzir Bamsa in different ways, but Lamaisi says, even Beitil who holds the Svara B'tir Yisav Mishum Tchilasan, not when it's Tzir, then we don't apply the Svara, and the reason, the way he understands, you know, there certainly are other ways to understand the Gemara, but the way he understands the Gemara, that's because we don't say a Tzir Yisav Mishum Tchilasan on a Daraisa, male that can't be the reason for Hefshit, male you have to find some other reason for Hefshit. Kalpan, he speaks it out, he brings the Raya, but he does articulate explicitly the rule that we don't say Tirusav Mishum Tchilasam, neither in Ula's cases nor in any other cases, on a Malacha Daraisa. This is where I saw, this is not Mefurish, But it seems to me that perhaps he's mashma also this way, that we don't say, the Ra is going on the sugya of Binyan Bekele. So the Gemara asked an Ula Pshita, and the Gemara says, how many would have been, but Hill's shot is Ain Binyan Bekele, the Mashmalon, the Tirusav Mishum Tilasim. So the Rishonim, Tosis already makes this deal. You read the Gemara Lefum Rieta without thinking through it too carefully. It sounds like Gemara saying, "Kamashal, we do say Binyan Bekelim and Lamata because it's yourself Mishum Shilasim." Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis asks, "Kaimlon ain't Binyan Steer Bekelim. How can the Gemara come out with Machgana if Hill holds the age Binyan Steer Bekelim? We're talking ain't Binyan Steer Bekelim." He says, Tosis answers, "The Gemara does not mean if Hill holds the age Binyan, it's not ain't Binyan, but it's a drabba." So Tosis basically sounds like. Could have understood that the Kamashalon is Yesh Binyan Bekelim and the Tiru Sofashim Shilasim, but the same because we don't pass it like that. So it sounds like that was Tosis' question. Tosis didn't seem to have had any Mineube problem with assuming that we're not going to be till the Yesh Binyan Bekelim, but just that it happens to be not correct because we know that's not the halacha. The Ra, though, asked kind of the same question, but the Ra's Nusach is different. The Ra says, Pirish, don't learn the Gemara incorrectly, Kipshuto, Lavla Mamre to Kamashalon Yesh Binyan Bekelim, Afilo Haki Shari the Chanuyas. He says, the whole low epsher. You can't possibly say that, he says. That's it. The low epsher. El Hachi Kamar, and he explains like this. Same being Mikhailim, but they were being a Drabanan, and not doing any serious numbers in Shilasa. The Lashon Ra, low epsher, perhaps is mashma. It just can't be. Without any other Gemaras, it doesn't make sense that if it would be Yesh being Mikhailim, that there could be a hatcher of self from Shilasa. Could be that's what the Ra means. Certainly not.
Is there right then?
I'm sorry?
That you think is there right?
Yeah, it could be that's the wrong meaning. If Yesh being Bekelim, then it would be the right, then it just wouldn't make sense. The natural summary is awesome. That's why you can't learn anything more like that. Maybe that's what it means.
Is that possible that it's true that if Yesh being Bekelim, then it's the right?
I don't know. From what I saw in the Sugya.
Yeah, Rashi's mashma that way, but Tosfos comes on to a different Hashash.
Tame Akanon, Ain being Bekelim. I mean, it's shy for someone to learn that even if Yesh Binyan, just a Din Binyan Drabban with Asher Mayitri, I mean, just like a Drabban and Dekka Binyan, like other Malachas we find Drabban and Dekka versions of the Malachas.
There's a mission in Erevin that's a little bit mashma that way. But.
Yeah, so even if there are Shitas like that, even if there are those who learn like that, all I'm saying is that it's possible to read the Ra that he didn't learn like that, and for him, it was possible that if Yesh Binyan Bekelim, it would mean Zeraisa, and he therefore said Lo Asher. I'm not sure. Just a possibility. He certainly doesn't say it, but there is a...
Maybe Machalas is seeing Zinyan is here, they're
abundant. Yeah. Like a lot of Malachas, I guess, because Al just made Malachas
right.
Shut down. He meant to other Malachas, even if Helvis, which are only dropped left, that's Helvis, and you think, oh, right. So, another group of Rishonim from which the Acharim are Medayik, that they might hold, you don't say Tzopish and Fasana Daraisa, is a group of Rishonim, the Tur, Ben Yeruchim, the Kolbo, who all say that, again, it's not muchach to learn this way, but what they say is that if you shech an animal on Yantif and you find that it's a trefa, you can no longer do the hefshit. Because hefshit is the malach of the raisa. And once it's a trefa, you can't do it. So
anyway, you can't eat the meat. So what?
But you want to do the hafshit to preserve the. You want to
the
well, either to preserve the R. Well, what? Why else would you do it? You mean?
Manish, obviously, you're just doing it.
Yeah, the law calls it ain choshenim tistrach la'erav. I'm not sure if he means the meat's going to spoil and you want to sell it to a guy, or if he means the R is going to spoil. I'm not 100% sure what's going to spoil there, but apparently there was some kind of tarach of hefted, whether it wasn't for eating, obviously, but there was some kind of hefted that was going to go on if you didn't do hafshit. Tamashma one is Otzer, and the Rav Yod Kasher was, even with a Behemoth Kasher, he doesn't understand why I can do Hefshit. But that about the halacha is you can't. But once it's a trefa, you can't do the Hefshit. Because it says it's not Mefurish in the Gemara anywhere, but this is something the three Shanim say. The Bach, explaining this din of the Torah, called the Reni Ruchim, the Bach says, why isn't there a Hetzer of Sofim Shem Tzilat? No, you could learn, I think some Achranim learned this way, you could learn. Because when a guy checks the animal, he doesn't expect it to be a trefa. So even if you tell him, he's intellectually aware that if it's a trefa, you'll have trouble. So he's not conscious for that. So he's not going to be a minna because maybe it'll be a trefa later. But the Bach says something else. The Bach says, the Rishonim is, Hepshit is an av malacha, and Shloshes Varam Tiru Shabbos Shlatan Einam Elabi Tiru Drabbanan. So Kolzman. So again, why if it's not a treif you can do it? That's because the panel of the lachet mutlak tara chacham lefesh, and that's what the Rabbi didn't understand. Well, Kolzman, if it is a treif, then all you have left is Tiru Shabbos from Shlatan and some lachet daraisa. You can't do that. Magen Avraham also runs with the Bach and says that once it's a treif, you don't have the hetzer because the Tiru Shabbos Shlatan does not apply to a daraisa. And he says, he brings a raya from the Gemara. Chayn mashu b'gemara gav lichas chalav. Doesn't explain the raya, kedarka, nakta shakel, and other akharim explain the raya. The raya is, the Gemara says, that when it comes from lichas chalav, we can't be makter al gabi yisejas, because maybe you'll do it via dying. If you would say it to yourself, and shimshi lasam is makter even daraisas, to matter everything for it. You tell me you can't do anything. You have a choice between matter everything because one leads to the other, or being matter nothing and letting it spoil and violating the rule of self mishum tilasim. But if even a deraisa is mutter for a tiru self mishum tilasim, so what if doing the drabanan will lead to the deraisa? But we're matter even a deraisa, and if we're not matter the deraisa, we're not matter even the drabanan. So what's the problem? That's how the machna shakel of Nezer and Shuvah also go to this raya and accept this raya. Nakamara, they say it's mavur that a tiru tzav shem shalatan does not apply to a malacha deraisa. Mishmatadim is matka deraisa. He says there's no raya because again the cloud we mentioned before, we've seen in the sugya, is that they don't want to be matir more than they have to. So all the gemara means is if deraisa was the only choice, maybe theoretically in a chinami they would be matir even a deraisa. But since it's a choice of a drabanan and a deraisa, and if they matir the drabanan, you may come to do the deraisa, and the deraisa shouldn't really be mutter because is an eighth of a drabanan. That's why Chazal didn't let you do anything because they were afraid you'd do a deraisa shalala tzara. But if a deraisa taka the only eighth, then the chayadim it's only b'derek dicho. He himself comes out and avad and tzvari. He says it can't be. He says make the emes yivre back mechonim ma'od eich yesh talp yachachonim lahatir rishu deraisa b'shmasim chachyanta. So Dini says avad, that's true. But he says in the Gemara is on absolutely muchach. He says, because Gemara you could learn like this, and he says, I'll bring you Raya, he says you get to learn the Gemara like this, he says you have to say this, because there is a sheet in the Yireim, he says, that Melichat Chalazim, even Melichat Mamish, Ibud Mamish, is only Drabanan. So how do you learn the Gemara? That we can't be mad at this, because you'll do that. That's also Drabanan. You have to learn, that it means you'll do something more than you have to, and that itself is enough of a reason for Chazal to answer, even if everything is bad and something that could be mutter because it's serious suffering, but they were afraid you would go too far, even though it's something that the etzim could be included in the cloud of serious suffering b'shum tzilasim. And just one last ma'ar makam is a machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, two long tshuvas. Most of the details, the complications of the tshuva, mostly involve the sugya and erevin, about the sugya, the Gemara, the Risharim, some of them that we quoted about what Chazal will master because of Jewish submission, what Chazal will master over there in that sugya. But the Yisod of the Machlokas is that Ramosha, the question was, Hatzalah members who travel somewhere on Shabbos and want to travel back and carry oxygen tanks back and drive back themselves, if there's no guy, are they allowed to do it? Ramosha essentially was master at Jewish submission Chilasam. If you don't allow them to do it, they won't go. Even if you say they won't not answer the call, they won't volunteer. The family members won't let them. It'll cause a hisrashlus in the whole arrangement. Shlomo Zalman is appalled. Shlomo Zalman goes on and on in Kalak Lala Kavitra Moshe, but he says Makir Deraisa because of this kind of chesed. He says Hayitachin, and again most of the people have to do with the sugya in Erevin, where there are some special kulos, some special chumras, but you know, neither one directly addresses our sugya. When do we say a tiru tzav mishum tchilasim? The Maaser Moshe does come out that at least in cases of Hatzalah, the idea of a Tiru Tzav Mishum Tchilasim does apply even to the Melacha Deraisa, because that's all Pikuach Nefesh. Even though normally Pikuach Nefesh are only Masher Kishyesh Chalav B'Faneinu, but somehow Moshe held that that's considered setting up a system where more people will die because fewer people will be answering Hatzalah calls is considered Pikuach Nefesh, and the Svara of Nus Machshil Lachad Lavo, Tiru Tzav Mishum Tchilasim applies to that too. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman brings Raya, brings but he comes out very stark, not like that. He's a bringer from Tzofer, he matra de goy to return as a hetzer maybe, but more than that, he matra malacha deraisa for Yisrael, al shnins machshila, and he says no such thing, even though the Gemara does have such a kula, he says it's only in a specific case, specific takana, but in general, Shlomo Zalman insists that there cannot be a hetzer of a Jewish self mission chilasin for malacha deraisa.
Yeah,
very nice.
What was that box?
About the hepshit, the malacha deraisa.